The inevitable happened this past week in Afghanistan as American troops, along with Afghans trying to leave, were killed and injured from ISIS suicide bombings. Well, it was seen as inevitable by most people. Apparently Joe Biden wasn't one of them. What we have seen over the past couple of weeks, well, we've seen letting one radical Islamic terrorist group take the lead in a dangerous, now deadly situation, while being dismissive of another radical Islamic terrorist group, ISIS. Or as this new branch is known as, ISIS-K. Just brilliant. Remember Thursday it took Biden almost 6 hours to respond to the attack at the airport in Kabul? At the same time, there are people who say we should just let these groups do their thing over there because they're not equipped to do anything over here in America. You're thinking that, huh? ISIS and others, guess what? They know how the internet works. And they also know that there are angry and lost people in America without direction that they can entice to do their evil acts. Do I really need to remind you of all the people on American soil who joined ISIS via what they saw, what they were given access to on the net? Have you forgotten what these American residents did? They perpetrated, or tried to, at least in places ranging from Southern California to Boston to New York City, even U.S. military bases. Does Fort Hood ring a bell with you? Well, most of the domestic terrorists were Muslims, by the way. Quite a few were not. So who's to say that someone who's angry at our government and our system because of, well, how about an election result? Who says they can't fall prey to ISIS, absorb what they incite, and see it as a way to settle a score they believe, at least in their conspiracy-polluted minds that they have? I know what I'm talking about. It might sound ridiculous. Yeah, just as ridiculous as saying that a bunch of guys are box cutters can take over 4 commercial airliners, fly them into buildings, and kill thousands.